Howdy, howdy. This is Lily from Madecraft Game, and you're listening to Season 3 of Reading Rulebooks. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and check out madecraftgame.com for more content. This season, I accidentally planned a ton of Nitzia games, so I figured, why not dive in and do a whole Nitzia season? Today's Nitzia game is My Island. Since the last episode was about my city, I felt like doing the sister game of My Island felt only right. So let's get into it. Overview. After a long journey, you have finally arrived at an unknown island. You immediately set yourself up on the beach and start exploring the terrain. My Island is a legacy game. That means that the game will change and evolve as you play. Each player has their own game board, representing their own island, which they redesign in every episode. Each series of three episodes forms a chapter. And for each chapter, there is a sealed envelope containing new rules and a variety of materials that make it easy to change the game board as you go along. In the 24 fascinating episodes, you will experience the story of your island, from the time of your arrival to the solution of its mystery. Not until the final episode will you know who did the best job exploring the island, and who is therefore the overall winner. In addition, on the other side of the game board, you will find a version of this game you can play again and again. You will find the rules for this eternal game starting on page 6 of this rulebook. Game materials. 4 double-sided game boards, 8 envelopes with game materials, 4 scoring tokens, 28 cards, 112 tiles, or sets of 28 tiles each. During the game, you will also need something to write with, such as a ballpoint pen, for writing and drawing on your game board. My Island is most appealing if the same group of players play and experience all the chapters together. If you want to continue the game with different players, the new players will have to pick up where their predecessors left off and continue accordingly. After each episode, note where you have stopped. That way, you can easily continue the next episode when you resume. Each of the 24 episodes can be played on its own. However, the game was designed so that 3 episodes combine to form a thematic chapter. Gameplay for each chapter is about 90 minutes and is best enjoyed when played in a single sitting. Important: no matter how curious you may be, do not open the sealed envelopes until you are playing the corresponding chapter. Game setup. Before starting the first episode, carefully remove all the die-cut pieces from their frames. Each player gets a game board and places it with the front side, which has an animal symbol, at the upper left, facing up in front of themselves. That will be the player's personal game board for all 24 episodes. At the start, all game boards are identical. But during the course of the game, each player will be changing the game board. You will be applying stickers, developing new playing areas, and writing on the board. Don't worry, that's how it is meant to be played. After all, it's your board. Right at the beginning, you will want to give your island a name. Write it in the space at the top left next to the animal symbol. Each player gets a scoring token and sets it on the number 10 of their board scoring track. This scoring token is used to indicate your points during the episode and, most importantly, at the end of the episode. Each player gets 28 tiles showing their animal's color on the back side. Just like the game boards, each player's set of tiles is otherwise identical. Place your tiles face up next to your game board so they are all easily visible. There are various shapes of tiles which can be used to cover 2, 3, or 4 spaces. They are shown with the following symbols: field, yellow; wall, blue; house, brown; path, green. Shuffle the 28 cards and place them in a single stack face down in the middle of the table. For each tile, there is 1 corresponding card. In each episode, you will place the tiles on your game board in the order in which you turn over the corresponding card. General rules of the game. There are some rules that, with a few exceptions, apply to all 24 episodes. Each episode consists of a number of rounds. In each round, you will turn over the top card from the face-down stack and place it face-up in a discard pile. Each player takes the tile that matches the one depicted on the card and places it on their game board. All players place their tiles simultaneously. During and at the end of each episode, you get points, which you mark on your scoring track. The player with the most or second most points in the episode colors in two or one progress circles, respectively. These are the circles at the top edge of your game board. These progress points will help determine the overall winner of My Island at the end of all 24 episodes. The placement rules. Each player must place the first tile in such a way that it covers at least one beach space. All the remaining tiles must be placed in such a way that they have at least one side adjacent to a matching symbol, house next to house, field next to field, and so on. In episode 1, tiles may be placed only on beach or heath spaces. At first, tiles may not be placed on palm or rainforest spaces. These spaces will only come into play in later episodes. Tiles may not be placed on top of other tiles that have already been placed. Once a tile is placed, it may not be moved. Passing. If you cannot or do not wish to place a tile, you may pass. If you want to do this, place the tile in front of you with its backside facing up. You must also move your scoring token one step backwards on the scoring track. In other words, you lose 1 point. Important, if your scoring token is already on 0, you may not pass. If you still cannot or do not want to place the tile, you must end your participation in the episode. In that case, you will not be able to place any more tiles during the episode. Ending participation in an episode each round, after a card has been revealed, each player always may decide whether to end their participation in the episode. If you wish to end participation, you announce this out loud. When you do this, you do not lose any points on the scoring track. You only lose a point if you pass but stay in the episode. End of an episode. An episode ends when all the players have ended their participation in it. If this does not happen, an episode will end after all the cards have been turned over and the corresponding tiles have been placed. Scoring. Then, each player's points are calculated and marked on the scoring track. During the episode, you will always immediately get 1 point when you place a house on a beach space. At the end of the episode, you will lose 1 point for each beach space that is still visible on your board. If your scoring token reaches 55 during scoring, immediately color in one progress circle. The scoring token remains standing at 55, even if extra points are added or deducted. If it happens that a scoring token drops under 0, the negative points are not excused. They are deducted from the next positive points earned. Assessment of an episode. After the points have been calculated, the episode is assessed. Depending on your ranking, color in progress circles on the game board as follows. Assessment with 3 or 4 players. The player with the most points on their scoring track comes in first and colors in 2 progress circles. The player with the second most points on their scoring track comes in second and colors in 1 progress circle. All other players are ranked as others and do not color in any progress circles. Assessment with 2 players. The player with the most points on their scoring track comes in first and colors in 2 progress circles. The player with the second most points on their scoring track is ranked as other and does not color in any progress circles. So in a 2-player game, only the player with the most points colors in progress circles. This symbol, which looks like 2 penguins back to back, means that an instruction does not apply in a 2-player game. In general, it is used to indicate that nobody gets second place. Instead, the player with the second most points counts as others. Tie. If 2 or more players have attained the same point total at the end of the episode, the winner is the one who has the fewest open spaces in the top row below the mountains on their game board. If the result in the top row is also a tie, look at the next row and so on. The progress circles are found along the top edge of the game board. There are 8 sections with 10 circles each. Always color in the circles in one section before moving on to the next. That way, you can easily see how many progress points each of you has. Also, in accordance with your ranking, first, second, other, you will get various stickers that you will permanently affix to your game board or tiles. These stickers can be found in the sealed envelopes along with other game materials. Each envelope also contains one overview table, which summarizes the point allocations and assessments for each chapter. After each episode, the game boards are cleared and the scoring tokens are set again on the number 10. In the next episode, you will once again place the tiles on your island. Example: Tina has placed 7 houses on beach spaces. For that, she received 7 points during the episode. She passed once, for which she had to move her scoring token back 1 step on the scoring track. Because she wasn't able to play the triple tile shown at the bottom of the illustration on page 4, she ended her participation in this episode without having to lose any points. At the end of the episode, she has to move her token 2 steps back on the scoring track because there are still 2 beach spaces visible on her game board. She does not lose any points for visible heather spaces. If Tina had passed instead of ending her participation in the episode, she would have had to move back 1 more step on the scoring track, but she would have continued to participate in the episode. On the other hand, she would have risked losing even more points due to additional passes. The sealed envelopes. The 8 sealed envelopes are a special feature of My Island. Inside each envelope, you will find a rule sheet containing a few new rules for the 3 episodes in that chapter. You will also find an overview table. The left side of the sheet summarizes how points may be won or lost. Some points are won immediately during an episode, other points, and later on, other rewards, apply at the end of an episode. Example from the overview table for episode 1. Only place on beach and heather spaces. Immediately, tile not placed, minus 1 point. Immediately, house placed on beach space, plus 1 point. End, visible beach space, minus 1 point. On the right side of the overview table, you will see the assessment for the relevant episode. This indicates who colors in progress circles at the end of an episode. In addition, you will see who receives the stickers that are found in the envelope. Some of the stickers are allocated at the beginning of an episode, but most are assigned at the end. Example from overview table from episode 1. First, fill in 2 circles. Second, fill in 1 circle. Other, place a palm sticker on your board. To apply the stickers to your game board at the end of an episode, you will first have to clear away all the tiles from the game board. The game will tell you where to affix the stickers. In addition to stickers, some of the envelopes will have other materials that will be used in the game. The first chapter. Now that you know all the important rules, you can begin your My Island adventure. You already know that there is 1 sealed envelope for each chapter. You may now open the first envelope. Chapter 1, Arrival, Episodes 1 to 3. The envelope contains 1 rule sheet, 1 overview table, and 1 small sheet of stickers. Display the overview table so that all players can see it easily and keep the sheet of stickers handy. If there are stickers or other materials that you have not used at the end of a chapter, keep them in the box. Read the rule sheet for Chapter 1 and place it in this rule book after you have read it. Now you can begin your first episode. My Island, The Eternal Game. Have you played all 24 episodes? If so, you have enjoyed a unique gaming experience. You have guided the development of your very own island and uncovered its mysterious secrets through 8 chapters. But My Island is not over. If you want to keep exploring your island in competition with other players, you will find a version of the game on the back of your game board that you can play again and again. It more or less corresponds to Episode 9 of the Legacy game. You can also play it with friends who have not played the Legacy game with you. In that case, however, at least one of you must have played Episodes 1 through 9. Game setup. Each player takes a game board and places it in front of them without the animal symbol facing up. Each player takes a scoring token and places it on the number 10 of the scoring track. This token will be used to mark your points during the game and, most importantly, at the end of it. Each player takes a set of 28 tiles, all showing the same color on their back side. Lay your tiles face up next to your game board so they are easy to see. There are tiles that will cover 2, 3, and 4 spaces. Important! If you have already completed the Legacy game, you will have 4 additional tiles with your color on the back. Separate those ones out because they will not be used in the Eternal game. You will only use the 28 tiles shown on page 2 of this rulebook. You may also ignore the stickers that are on some of the tiles. That means, for example, that each space with 2 wall symbols counts as 1 wall symbol. Shuffle the 28 cards and place them in a single stack face down in the middle of the table. For each tile, there is 1 corresponding card. In each game, you will place your tiles in the order in which you turn over the corresponding cards. Important! If you have already completed the Legacy game, you will have 4 additional cards in the deck. Take them out, they are not used in the Eternal game. Place the following cubes in the center of the table. 12 yellow cubes, 12 brown cubes, 12 blue cubes, and 16 green cubes. Course of play. Each game consists of a number of rounds. In each round, you will turn over the top card of the face-down deck and place it face-up in a discard pile. Each player takes the tile matching the one depicted on the card and places it on their game board. All players place their tiles at the same time. During and at the end of the game, you receive points, which you will mark on your scoring track. The placement rules. For each player, the first tile must be placed in such a way that it occupies at least 1 beach space. All other tiles may be placed in such a way that at least 1 side is adjacent to a matching symbol, house next to house or field next to field, for example. Tiles may be placed only on beach spaces, heather spaces, and palm spaces. Tiles may not be placed on rainforest spaces. Tiles may not be placed on other tiles that have already been placed. Once a tile has been placed, it may not be moved. Passing. If you cannot or do not wish to place a tile, you may pass. If you want to do that, place the tile in front of you with its backside facing up. You must also move your scoring token 1 step backward on the scoring track. In other words, you lose 1 point. Important! If your scoring token is already on 0, you may not pass. If you still cannot or do not want to place the tile, you must end your participation in the game. In that case, you will not be able to place any more tiles during this game. Ending participation in a game. Each round, after a card has been revealed, each player always may decide whether to end their participation in the game. If you wish to end participation, you announce this out loud. When you do this, you do not lose any points on the scoring track. You only lose a point if you pass but stay in the game. Farm, village, fortification. Try to form groups of adjacent spaces with 5 or more of the same symbols. Farms, 5 or more field symbols. Village, 5 or more house symbols. Fortification, 5 or more wall symbols. When a player places a tile to complete a farm, village, or fortification, they immediately get 3 points and advance their scoring token accordingly. Then they place a cube of the corresponding color, farm is yellow, village is brown, fortification is blue, on this group of symbols to indicate that it has already been scored. If an already scored group is later enlarged with other symbols of the same type, it remains one single group. That is even the case if it attains or exceeds the overall size of 2 groups, 10 or more symbols of the same type. Even in that case, no additional points will be allocated, and no additional cube is placed. If there are 2 separate groups of symbols that have already been scored and marked with cubes, and they are later joined to become one single large group, nothing happens. The previously awarded points are not retracted. Note, the number of farms, villages, and fortifications is not limited by the number of cubes. If there are more than 12 of any one of them, you may use any suitable substitute material from around your house to mark that they have already been scored. Road from statue to sea. There are 4 statues at the edge of the rainforest. Building roads from these statues to the sea will earn you points. To do that, You will have to create a continuous line of adjacent path symbols connecting a statue with the sea. The road must connect a path symbol that is adjacent to a statue to a path symbol covering a beach space. The rainforest space with the statue itself must not be covered. When a player places a tile to complete the road from a statue to the sea, they immediately get 5 points. Only one road to the sea may be scored for each statue. Place a green cube on the statue to indicate that it has been scored. A road from a statue to the sea does not need to be a straight line. A road may branch and connect more than one statue with the sea. In that case, each statue earns you 5 points. End of the Eternal Game. The game ends when all the players have ended their participation in the game. If this has not happened, the game will end after all cards have been turned over and the corresponding tiles have been placed. Then, each player's points are calculated and marked with the scoring token on the scoring track. The player with the largest group of adjacent symbols of a given type gets 5 points. In the case of a tie, each player involved will get the full 5 points. Largest farm, largest village, largest fortification, largest path system. At the end of the game, you will lose 1 point for each beach space still visible on your game board. The player with the most points is the winner. Tie. If two or more players have attained the same points at the end of the game, the winner is the one who has the fewest open spaces in the top row below the mountains on their game board. If the result in the top row is the same for both players, look at the next row, and so on. End of game example. During the game, Tony completed 2 villages, 2 farms, and 1 fortification. He got 3 points for each, for a total of 15 points. He also built roads connecting 4 statues to the sea. That earned him another 5 points per road for a total of 20 points. He passed once, thus losing 1 point. At the end of the game, he gets another 10 points for having the largest village and farm. His 7 houses give him the largest village, and 7 fields give him the largest farm. The points for the largest fortification and largest path system go to other players. Ultimately, Tony loses 3 points for the 3 visible beach spaces on his game board. In total, he gets 41 points. And that is the rulebook for my island. Now, since my last podcast episode, I have played my city. I have not played my island yet, but I can see a lot of the similarities between the two. While my city is a grid-like board, my island is a board of hexes, which is very intriguing because I have not seen many tile-laying games that involve hexes besides like an 18XX, but that's a little bit different because it's not playing a polyomino puzzle type game. Beyond that, the biggest difference between my city and my island would be the symbols on the spaces. So the field, wall, house, path. The tiles in my city are just buildings. They're all the same. They have different colors to different or different types of buildings, but there isn't really different things that do different things. So there isn't a need for placing adjacent to likeness. How do I say this a little bit better? In my city, when you place a tile, you can place any other tile adjacent to one of those edges. But for my island, you're looking at placing like with like. So a road with a road, field with a field, a house with a house, a wall with a wall, which is a little bit more restricting. And I find that absolutely interesting. I'm also very curious if passing comes up more in my island because the symbol, it's physically impossible to place the tile because there is no symbol to connect with. So in that sense, I wonder if this game actually becomes a bit harder than my city because you have to have those very limited connection rules. The difference, though, from my island to my city is also the water spaces. Now, in my island, water surrounds the edge of the map, but it doesn't really interact much with the spaces. Whereas in my city, it is a very limiting factor. where you can't cross the river with a building. So it does limit how you can place, even more so than just the shape of the board. Whereas my island relies more on the shape of the board and the different landscapes and terrain types in order to limit the players, especially in the early game. But it does sound like that opens up in the later games. Overall, this does seem like an interesting, fun kind of group activity. There's not really much competition where you can directly interact with your players, although being able to modify your boards through the stickers really can create some major advantages, as I've learned through playing my city. The other thing I want to point out is that this is a legacy game, which means you can only play it once, and you're going to be doing things that feel wrong. Placing stickers on boards, coloring in things, writing on the board with a pen. I hate all of it. When we're playing my city, I just feel like I'm fundamentally doing something that is not right. However, that's the game. And having the Eternal game on the backside always does make it a little easier because that means there's more to work with, more to play with, and overall just kind of brings everything together. I really do appreciate how there are the two different sides. There's the legacy game, which you can play once and get that one experience out of. And then there's the Eternal game, which you can play over and over and over again, like any other board game. So no crazy hot takes or anything, but definitely a fun little polyomino game. I do find the hexes to be a very interesting twist. So yeah, something to check out if that is what you're interested in. And that is the rulebook for My Island. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure to check out MCG on other social media platforms or go to madecraftgame.com for more content. And I hope you enjoy playing the game.